irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, August 23rd. We're back. We're on Facebook Live this morning, folks. So if you want to see us, you can go right there to LA Talk Radio's page. And we have a guest as well. So we're excited.
I thought it was Friday.
Today, why?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe because you didn't sleep? The night just passed by you?
Yeah.
Wow. So tell me about that for a moment.
Well,
so you said you didn't sleep at all and you slept in your car now for 15 minutes?
Yeah, right. But when I pulled up and I was like, put my chair all the way back and I was like, see ya.
How did you remember to wake up?
I set my alarm for 9:50 to come upstairs.
Cool. So why did you have such a sleepless night?
Honestly, I don't know.
You don't know?
I just got home at 4:30.
Okay.
I hung out with my girlfriend. She just passed her RN exam.
Uh-huh.
So she wanted to go out. We tried to go to this party for power.
Uh-huh.
Didn't work out. So then we went back to the apartment. We both passed out.
Really?
And then we woke up at like 11:50 and we're like, let's just go to the club.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So then we went to the club and I met my future husband for sure.
Ah, you see? You never know.
Yeah, I think two of them. I actually got asked out.
Two husbands.
I got asked out by a 42-year-old.
Oh, really?
He actually took me and her and his friend out to eat at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's why we got home so late.
I see.
We went to Bossa Nova. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's like Brazilian food.
Okay.
It's
phenomenal. And now 42 suddenly is not too old for you?
I never thought 42 was old. I said
really?
Early 40s, late 30s.
You looked at 35 or something, right?
No.
Something older.
I always said late 30s, early 40s. Like as long as they're in that mindset that they're, you know, had their fun and they're ready to.
Yeah.
But I thought we had like a conversation. I was like, why aren't you married and why don't you have kids?
Uh-huh.
Like, I think that's a little, at least not like one kid.
Right.
Like, you're not divorced? Give me something here.
Yeah,
like, how, 42 years old and you've never, but he told me that he was in a relationship for 6 years with a Puerto Rican and she left him because he went to a strip club for his bachelor party.
Oh my God.
I was like, that probably, I was like, did you fuck one of the strippers? Like, she probably found out.
Yeah. Or maybe she just thought he did, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. So, and then I was, so we
good.
Went to.
Well, you should definitely look at that question. I mean, that's
no,
a sound
yeah.
question.
Yeah. I think he's in the mob.
Really?
Yeah. I told him to. I was like, he definitely gave me like, I kill people vibes, but like in a cool way, not a creepy way.
So what attracted you to him?
We originally went to Warwick, which is a nightclub that like, I don't know anybody there. It's like the one nightclub in Los Angeles. I don't know like any promoters.
Right.
Or anyone that can like just make me cut the line.
Right.
So he was standing in line and it was like a zoo. Like bodied. And I looked at Lala, I go, I can't do this. My feet hurt. Like I didn't wake up from my nap to come stand in line.
Right.
So he was like, I could feel him staring at me while we were in line. But like, I didn't really like, I don't ever talk to anybody. Like I don't ever approach anybody.
Right.
So him and his boys were going in because they had a table. He's like, do you guys want to come to my table? I said, yep.
Really?
Walked right in with him. Oh. And then he just took care of us all night.
Really? How much is a table? At a place like
I think it's like a $2,500 minimum just to sit down. And that's if you get a shitty section.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you definitely want to pursue this guy. He's got money.
No, because there's 15 dudes at the table.
That's oh, just, really?
Yeah, there's like, no. That's not how
that's
you figure
not how it works. So it's not one person inviting everybody?
No.
Oh, that's
yeah,
what I
no,
thought.
No, definitely not. And at the end, who knows who pays the bill? But we actually left. We left that club. I said, hey, bye. Hit me up if you go to eat. Because obviously we're hungry. But we went to another nightclub. At 1:40 and the club closed at 2.
Really?
Yes, yeah, so we got one glass of wine. We were sitting on the bench outside, like drinking our glass of wine, and this guy who had like an accent walked by and said, like, hey ladies, I hope you had a good night. And I was like, oh, dibs. He was like Russian, Asian. I don't even know what he was, but he was beautiful. Probably like one of the best looking guys I've ever seen, but he doesn't live here, obviously.
Yeah.
He lives in Moscow.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you may have to move somewhere one day because all the ones you meet are from somewhere else.
I know.
What's going on?
He's like,
there?
I only come to LA like twice a year. I'm like, that's never going to work between us.
Well, that's because you like foreigners, so you might as well move to another country.
I would never move to another country.
No, huh?
No. Okay, I'll give you a green card and you can move here.
So find a foreigner that's American that lives here, for crying out loud.
Well, I would like a foreigner that's not American, but he's in America now.
Right.
Like, I don't want someone who was born here.
No. But I'm saying a foreigner, someone from another country.
Right. Who's now like a U.S. citizen.
Right. Yeah. You know, and then they live here in L.A., you know, so you don't have to go anywhere.
Ideally, that would be perfect.
Right.
So.
But you're not meeting those people. Maybe they're not going to clubs.
Yeah, and he was wearing a hat.
The tourist or whatever.
Yeah, that's the only reason. But I mean, he looked young.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't tell me his age. But I mean, right. He had to at least be 21. Hopefully. Okay. Or he's just aging really well.
You know what I was also thinking about? The 18-year-old that you've been messing with or hoping to mess with.
Yeah, I haven't messed with him yet.
What if he's less than 18? You know, you're going to get in trouble.
He's not.
How do you know?
He's a public figure.
So what?
Their information's everywhere. Like, people watch this kid grow up. That's why he's famous.
Really?
Yeah, he's 18.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. He's just scared.
Not Justin Bieber or anything.
No. I had my shot with Justin Bieber.
Is he very famous?
Not Justin Bieber famous, but he's famous enough that if he goes to a party, like 90% of the party will know who he is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He owns his own house. He's 18.
Really?
Yeah.
So what, like an internet star or something?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. His brother's actually way more famous than him, like has 25 million followers.
Wow.
And he just kind of piggybacked.
Yeah.
Which I would have done too.
Yeah. How the fuck do people get that?
I mean, if I knew... When I first did reality TV, that the internet was going to be what it was, I would have put all my time and effort into it.
Yeah, I imagine. Now, so how did he get that popular? How do you get 25 million or 2.5? How many did you say? 25?
Vine.
Huh?
Vine.
On Vine?
Started on Vine. Do you know
what did he do? Yeah, but
Vine are like those short videos.
Okay.
So the most popular people on Vine are popular on Instagram now, because when Vine was going out of business, everyone started putting those type of videos on their Instagram.
Right.
But they're just like comedians. Like, they'll do like 1 minute. Like on Vine, it was 7 seconds, but then you got to Instagram and it was 30. Now it's a minute.
Right.
People just do like funny videos.
Yeah.
And then they get obsessed with the fact that you're funny and they want to know everything about your life. So a lot of these people branched out into like reality TV. Now a lot of them are doing movies like Tyler Perry films.
Right.
King Bach is in like fucking every Netflix movie that ever comes out. And he started off fine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Who knew?
Well, we missed it this generation, but maybe next time.
Yeah.
Next time around.
Yeah.
When the new internet comes out.
Yep.
But it just shows you have to be early everywhere, you know, if you want to, if you want to succeed in a big way,
yeah,
you have to be there early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all a right. lot of these people are conceited.
Yeah.
And not humble whatsoever. And it's funny because I go to the club when I do. I don't go often, but when I do, I always sit at somebody's table where people like these people are sitting there.
Right.
And people's favorite comedian or favorite couple or whatever, they're so fucking drugged out.
Yeah.
That when you meet them, like, you can't even watch their videos the same.
Really?
Because all I'm thinking about is how fucked up you were in the club last night.
Yeah.
Like, I've been following this chick for years. I actually unfollowed her.
Yeah.
Because she was very unpleasant and very messy. And like, I was like, how do you keep landing gigs when this is what you're like? I don't even know how her brain is still functioning.
Right.
She was so drugged out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Well, we're going to bring it into our conversation, our guest for this morning. We're joined by Lindsay Ratkovich, right?
Hi. Yes. That's exactly
did I
right.
say it
you,
right?
You did. You got it
okay.
right.
Okay. I got to say, though, I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but the way I remember it is with the word rat.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's,
so,
I get
because
that.
Because otherwise I would say wreck something. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. It's Rakovich. In high school it was Rakovich.
Okay.
That's kind of cool though.
Well, I know.
Nobody liked you?
I'm a really nice person.
Well, that goes without saying.
I don't understand why they said that.
Well,
people obviously didn't think you were nice.
Well, kids are mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's an interesting last name. We were actually talking about it because Sam asked if I was Jewish.
Well, no, I didn't ask because of the name. I didn't
really?
Know the name yet.
Because of the look?
Because of Hancock Park.
Oh, Hancock Park. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where she lives. It's a rich part of town.
Right.
A lot of Jews there.
And I really want to be part of the tribe. It's kind of upsetting.
Are you a Jew?
No. Well, actually, I should say this. I would never confirm nor deny it because I always wanted to work in Hollywood.
Right.
you know, but that's fine. No, but Rakovich, so this is the irony of this is that. So I Googled, like, I really wanted to see, like, is there a Jewish connection, right?
Yeah.
So I Googled Ratko, which actually was really rad in its old day, R-A-D, which if you Google that is Yiddish. And that means Mary, right?
Right.
So then I'm all fired up. I'm like, yay, I'm part of the tribe, you know? Because all my friends are Jewish and it's just right. way more successful in life.
Yeah, well, you did grow up in Hancock Park.
Right,
that's
like,
why.
Come on, right?
I'm not just stereotyping it. It is
right,
true.
Right. But then I find out that turns out, while I had Mary correct, Rad actually means Mary as in Jesus's mother.
Oh, really?
And that Vich means son of. Okay. So technically my name is son of Mary, which right. basically means my last name is Jesus.
Right. Exactly.
So basically my name is Lindsay Jane Jesus.
Right. There you go. So you can't be part of the tribe as long as that is going
on. It's not going to happen. So I need to marry in.
Exactly. Marry someone with a different name.
You know what? They always dump me. Like, yeah. I'll never forget Ryan Rakowski in college. You know, I mean, I went to Penn, a lot of Jewish guys there. I have the look, the curly brown hair. You know, I have the nose, both before and after rhinoplasty, you know, and we were so close to having our first moment together. My uh-huh. mom's listening. And he decided, because I wasn't a member of uh-huh. the club, that and he felt that I was misleading him because, you know, I would attend the events. I would go to Shabbat dinner. Like, I know the word Shabbat and I'm not Jewish.
Yeah, there
so.
You go.
Anyways, it's a lifelong dream. It'll happen one day.
I couldn't tell who was Jewish or not Jewish if I walked into a room. Really? It's never been a conversation
really
I've ever had yeah. with anybody. I've never been like, hey, are you Jewish?
Are you Jewish? Right, right. Well, but the thing is, it's also because Jews look very different. They come from so many different
I don't
places.
Think Seth Rogen looks different.
It's Eastern European.
I don't look at him.
No,
I'm
saying different from each other. Mm-hmm. Jews don't have a look.
Oh, yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like, really. I don't think, no. like no, Adam Jews Sandler doesn't look like Ben Stiller.
No, but I think it's like an Eastern European look,
yeah,
like
that,
in Israel, you know what I
that
mean?
There
like,
is a
little,
for
there's
it,
a little
yeah.
difference. I mean, I just, right. people always look at me like, oh, like, you know, they assume that I am. And that's right. why this discussion's even happening.
Right.
And
right.
I think on the East Coast, it's more prevalent. There's a little bit more people kind of, whether you're Irish or, you know, or, you know, or Italian, people kind of huddled together. Right.
Right.
And
right.
whereas on the West Coast, it's more like, I don't care.
Right. right. Exactly. Everybody's like, to their
yeah.
own.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, for example, if she were Jewish, she would be, you would probably be, like you said, from Eastern European or something.
And I am Eastern
She's
European.
Got a fair skin and everything.
Right. Right.
But then I would be Jewish too, but I'm more Middle Eastern, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So I'm darker and stuff. And there's a lot of Jews that are much darker than I am. I mean, right. they look almost black in the color of their skin, you know, right. from Yemen
and
things like
Iran,
that.
I
know?
Mean, it's like, yeah, there's no specific look anymore, whatever.
Right,
but people
Jewish
in their
people.
Minds have a stereotypical impression.
Right. right. And I wish it was only about the look, but they have stereotypes about everything with Judaism,
yeah.
you know. And
well, stereotypes everywhere.
It's just, yeah, it's never been out of fashion mm-hmm. to be anti-Semite. In
yeah.
other words, it was always okay to hate Jews. Nobody ever didn't like you because of it,
yeah.
you know.
I never understood any of that.
Yeah, well.
Well, it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, Lindsay, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
You went to Penn, but where did
yeah.
you grow up?
So I grew up here in Los Angeles.
Oh, you did?
I grew up in Hancock Park, Larchmont, uh-huh. and I'm actually still there.
Do you know where Larchmont is? Have you been there?
Never even heard.
Oh, you'd
oh,
love it, man. You
God.
Gotta go there.
It's like this little main, the Larchmont Village is like this little main street.
It sounds like it's far away.
It's not, it's like
it's
Hollywood.
Not, yeah.
It's Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just
You've probably
down.
Been there and you just didn't
I probably
know
like
it.
Drove through it.
Yeah. It's
probably.
Like this little main street look. It's got trees that kind of overshadow the street and like right. you have a great farmer's market. A ton of celebrities live in the neighborhood. So, but it's just.
Yeah. It doesn't look like
key.
LA. It's like
it's
a
very low key.
Yeah. Like a very small town feel to it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like the Beverly Hills without all of the plastic surgery. You
gotcha.
Know what I mean? Like yeah. people are maybe wealthy, but.
Sounds like rent would be too expensive for me. So.
No, come on.
Well, I live in
there's cafes and restaurants.
I'm a very fortunate person because I live in a garage apartment that my parents own.
Yeah.
So as long as I clean up after their dog, I don't have to pay rent.
Oh, wow. Wait, so do you still
that's
live with
a
your
good
parents?
Deal.
No, I live in this garage apartment. This
what does
is
that
a
mean?
Whole discussion I have. Okay, so
I'm like, what exactly is a garage?
Okay. So whenever you go on a date, it's like, I had a little bit of a life change. We'll back into this because you asked me about myself, but just FYI. So my parents live on a corner, like they have a corner house. It's a really nice house. And in the back, they have a garage. Right. And on top of the garage, there's an apartment. So a lot of houses back there have these like single-story garage apartments back that used to be like what they call like the maid's quarters.
Right.
Mm. And now they're like really nice apartments that you can convert, and it's kind of the gold. If you can find a place like that, you don't have neighbors, you can play your music loud, you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, that's true.
But for me, it keeps me well-behaved because my parents are next door.
Right.
So it's not like I can go to the club like you and like be cool, you know?
Why can't you go to the club?
Well, okay, that's another discussion I wanted to have with you in a minute.
How old are you?
Exactly.
She said 37.
Hold on, let me just, that's right. Damn it.
You did say 37.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I mean, I placed you at exactly that age. I'll tell you
totally
why.
You totally ruined it for me, Sam.
No, but wait a
I'm
minute.
I'm trying to get into the club.
You can still go to the club at 37. Sure? I go with my dad still.
Oh,
he's about to be 57.
Okay, and you know what? You really caused some hope, okay?
But you don't want to go to the club.
I don't. Well, let me tell you why I don't go to the club.
Everyone's underage, for sure.
Let me go to the club. Let me tell you why. Because you just said that you've met like a really hot 42-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means there's hope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Okay. And there's always older men in the club.
There's older men in the club,
especially Middle Easterns. Middle Eastern men be in the club more than any bitch in L.A.
Oh, right. And I hope they're Jewish. That would be great.
I have no idea, but they pop bottles like I've never seen.
There's a lot of Jews in this town. Don't worry.
Pop the bottle.
It's a pretty high when you meet a guy that he's Jewish.
I don't know, but then you're competing with full of hot them. Stuff like this to my right. I mean, come on.
Guys usually don't talk to me.
You have a lot to offer.
I'll have to get
I said guys don't usually talk to me. So.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to get my Botox done before.
Yeah, right. But no, I'll tell you why I placed you at about a late 30s is because... you said 37.
Middle.
Okay, 37, sorry. But no, I was thinking 37, 38. I'll tell you why. Because we had a short conversation, and you said you'd been in real estate for like 20 years.
Right, 15 years. Yeah.
15 years, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I put that and that together. I figured she must have started like 20 or something like that.
Right.
So yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's backing into the fact that, you know, he thought I looked older. No.
Not at all.
No, you're right. Correct. I did tell you that. So I was... So
no,
back,
you actually look younger.
I feel young. I work out.
When you first came on the show...
You don't look 37. Not that 37 has a look.
I know, but I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
My birthday is in a month. That's why I'm having a little bit of a complex.
So you're going to be 38.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of a complex right now.
Oh, my God. The 38?
It's a great year.
Are you on like dating sites? Like, what's your deal?
God, there's so much to talk about.
I always like to ask females when they come on here why you're single.
I have, this kind of goes back into the history that Sam was asking about. So I'll sort of I'll answer that and then I'll answer
Wait, quick question before we continue.
Let's talk about it.
In your garage apartment.
Yeah.
So the garage is in the back of the house?
It's a corner. The house straddles a corner.
Right.
Right. So it's like there's like wings to the house. Kind of, if you can imagine that.
Right.
So you pull up on the side of the house and then they pull into the garage that way.
Right.
So it's not in the house. It's detached from the house.
Right. It's kind
sense?
Of an older style house. Today,
I'm
they
literally
going to
Google
like
it.
Yeah. I'm not going to put the address on there.
No.
I'll show you later. But
a visual.
Right. So it's separated from my parents, which is why I tell my dates, like, no, I don't live with my parents. And
right.
then they're like, well, no, your parents
on their property.
Are here.
Yeah. Well, fuck
but,
it. Who cares?
Well,
don't.
Like, it looks like this, kind of.
Yeah. Kind of like that. And then the house is separated. Yeah.
Okay, so is it big inside?
Yeah, well, it's 400 square feet, but that's all I need, you know.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. When anyone says square feet to me, I'm like, that means nothing to me.
That's right. Yeah, 400 is not big at all.
Right.
It's like, right, what do you have, like a room and a kitchen?
Yeah,
do you have a kitchen? Do you have a bathroom?
So it's like a studio apartment.
It's like a studio apartment with broken up. You'll come over when
But that's
when
okay.
We go
I mean, look, you figured out how to live without paying rent. You're smarter than a lot of people.
Okay, so, here's the deal. So... I went, to Penn. I was in like the whole city planning real estate world. My dad's a phenomenal developer here in LA, and I brag about him because I'm very proud of him.
Right.
He is a developer that saved a lot of historical buildings in LA, like the Wiltern Theater, and but a lot of people are familiar with, but a lot of other buildings that maybe you're not aware of, but they are iconic landmarks.
Right.
And I really, really love the idea of following that path in life. So I went to Penn. I lived in Philadelphia. I worked for a developer that was kind of like my dad. But the market crashed in 2008, and that was not fun.
Yeah.
So I came back home, and I continued in the real estate world. But every year, I just like kept hitting a wall. I just didn't realize that I was doing the square peg round hole thing, right?
Right.
So I decided to... that deep down I loved comedy and I loved writing.
Right.
So last year I just decided to do a 180 in my life, and I dropped real estate I did invest in a little apartment building that I can't even afford to live in now.
Yeah.
That I'm,
but that's,
you know,
okay. You're
that's
earning
fine.
Rent
so like,
on
that's,
the...
that's sort of my little, you know, safety net.
Right.
I moved back into this little garage apartment. I Uber.
Right.
I make material and I'm sort of working on my stand-up life.
Right.
It's slower than I want because I have other responsibilities with my building, but I'm changing my life at 37.
Right.
And so I think that's why sometimes I have a little bit of a complex about it. So my whole joke is that I'm like an Ivy League educated Uber driver.
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
Because Penn's like a hard school to get into.
Yeah. It's Ivy League.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So do your parents ever be like, what are you doing?
No.
Are they disappointed or they're very supportive?
So happy because I was so unhappy.
Yeah. You were miserable at what you were doing.
And, you know,
that's the thing. You see, at least now you'll be able to do what you love to do.
Yeah.
And you're prepared to understand you're never going to make a lot of money in it. Not like in real estate.
Maybe or maybe not. Maybe.
But real estate's
cutthroat.
It is.
Very
cutthroat. Yeah, but so is comedy. I mean,
it is. Yeah.
Maybe you can put your comedy
if stand-up doesn't work out, maybe you can put your comedy into like writing like 20 Netflix films, because that's like literally what people are doing.
Well, that's what this year's all has been all about, is exploring new mediums.
Yeah. Right.
And of course the last month I discovered this wonderful LA talk radio station and I'm obsessed with the idea of this now, so I'm just sort of like, you know, dipping my foot into everything. I'm learning about the Instagrams, you know.
Yeah.
The Vine is a new term for me.
Well, it's done.
Damn it.
Vine's out.
Vine's
so
out.
I need to like suck your blood so I can learn everything.
She knows everything about social media.
Yeah,
you know?
Vine has been done for like almost 2 years.
Right. I have like 200 followers on Instagram, so we need to talk.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's fine.
You got to start somewhere.
Got to start somewhere.
Yeah, at one point, I had 200 followers.
Yeah, you were like 20 years ago when I was an infant.
She gets to 100 in probably a few hours. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so that's sort of my jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually love Uber driving. I'm obsessed with it. And I don't know, because you can test your material out on people, right?
Wow.
You get great material just from observing. I saw yesterday a sign that said, $99 airplane rides to Hawaii. Call this number.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
I was
you
like,
posted it.
I'm like, there's got to be material there. Like, I am calling that number today.
Hey.
You know, like, what is that all about? So there's things that you would never get.
That seems really cheap.
Yeah.
God, it's really
very sketchy.
They're getting you to call for something else.
I'm a little worried. It's probably someone sent me a picture of when I posted that, they replied with a picture of like a nice jet engine and then like a little rope with a dinghy attached to it. So like we would be on the dinghy. You know what I mean?
Right.
We may or may not get there, but at least we're flying.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
No thanks.
It's either that or, you know, there's companies that sell like timeshare and stuff and they'll fly you or get you there. Almost for free.
As long as you pay for the timeshare, which is way more
expensive
than paying for a
normal
flight.
You don't have to pay for it.
You
just go in there
for
the presentation.
I did that once in Vegas.
You know, they give you like sort of a gift in order to listen to what they have to say. But for 3 days, they sell you the shit out of it.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I would be like so annoyed if I had requirements when I was on vacation.
If you're broke, it's a great way to vacation. Because I did that like years ago. I'd never been to Vegas. I'm like, well, it's a timeshare and everything. And I'll go. So I was all fired up. I went and like listened to the sales pitch and I felt really bad because I wasn't doing it. I just wanted to stay in the hotel.
Right.
So I was excited about this hotel until I went into it and it was like a Motel 6 situation. And
oh,
like,
my God.
No, this is not worth it. But it was technically a vacation. So there you have it.
No, that's awful. And how are you timesharing a Motel 6?
Oh, I don't know. No, they just housed us there.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, the timeshare is like condos.
It was a complete
fraud.
Yeah,
they're super nice.
Yeah,
and usually at timeshares, you have like a chef when you show up.
Really?
Yeah. My girl has
that.
A timeshare in the... It's freezing.
I know. Sorry.
Yeah, we freeze everybody in the studio. And you know why it keeps on staying like this? Because I forget to email them after the show.
God.
And then I forget.
I complain every single morning.
No, everybody is, you know? I know, even my tits are like hard.
It's so embarrassing. And this is LA, this is on live, right?
Yeah.
This is on the Instagram or the Facebook.
Facebook.
I don't talk millennial. I'm working on my millennial.
Yeah.
It's a new language for me.
Yeah.
I was actually joking about how I was, when I was Ubering once, this guy, he's like, he's 60 years old and he looks at me and he goes, so do you have an Insta? And I was like, as in Instagram? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, Why don't we use all nine letters? Is it that hard?
I say Insta sometimes.
I know. And listen, I'm just saying this because I'm projecting. Okay, remember, yeah. I'm going through a crisis right now.
So. Yeah, I feel like every even older men are now, older men and women are now getting into like the social media.
Yeah,
right. It makes it actually very complicated to have like solid relationships.
Well, and that's why, you know, Bumble is something that I'm seriously deciding against.
Nope.
Yeah, I have to go to the club. I have to go to the club now. And
no, I don't even just go. Like,
but think
get
of what
wine.
Type of guys you're okay, going to meet there.
Go to the Waldorf and have like wine at the bar.
Well, here's the thing is that a lot of my friends are married or settled down or have kids. And so I'm like, what do? Do I just go and sit at a bar like by myself? I literally had this conversation with myself yesterday. Right. So it's fine. No, the answer to that is I need to stick to my stand up stuff. And that will I will get out there and I can advertise the goods on stage. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
not only that, but you said you can talk to anybody.
That can't be your mindset.
I'm working. I'm just saying it's a great way to put yourself out there, right? You can go to a bar by yourself and have a good excuse. You get on stage. They see what's happening from head to toe. Right. It's like basically you're an advertisement. Look, this miss needs to find a mister.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so not needs to, but I would like to.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But I'm over the whole online stuff. I went on a horrible date.
Really?
Yeah. Recently.
But what online have you been on?
What
sites have you been on or apps?
Well,
you said Bumble.
I said the Bumble.
Okay, but that's a game. I mean, that's like swiping right and left is a game.
Listen,
that's
like judging,
not the way to meet somebody.
Bumble is.
I tried it out too.
But have you tried any sites, any like Match or?
Yeah, I was gonna say Bumble is for the bees and they sting. Okay,
right.
So my friend said like if you want to meet a quality guy, you have to go to a site where people actually pay for it.
Exactly.
Because maybe they have a job.
And they invest in exactly.
Well, I think people on Match are to the point where they actually don't want to be alone anymore.
Right. They're serious about it.
Yeah. Like,
exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
If you want someone serious, that's where you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't go to clubs, you know. These
it's
are
very
guys
expensive.
That get
$70
laid.
A month is ridiculous.
Come on,
but see, that's the thing. I don't have a job, so I'm kind of a hypocrite here.
Right.
No, but the thing is still, it's not. Listen, there's a lot of people for them, it's not expensive, okay? It's just because you're not working, it seems expensive.
No, I mean, my mom signed up.
Right.
And my dad is paying for it.
Okay, so think about it. Okay, think about it.
But still, I'm like, it used to be, back in the day, my dad joked around and was like, let's set you up a profile. When I was like 23 or something. And I was like, I don't want to do this. It was $20 back then. $20 a month.
You were 23 back then. You could go to the club. I'm sorry. You don't need to be on that.
I know. But I'm telling you, nobody's husband is in the club. Except for mine last night.
See, well, that's where you got my hopes up, but now you're giving me the reality, and I'm hearing you out.
I asked him too. I go, you're 42 years old, and you're in the club. How often do you do this?
Okay, you see, I knew you were wrong about this. It's not... The thing is, it's $26 a month or $30 a month.
Oh, see, he's researching.
No, I'm looking up on Google because I knew it's not $70. $70 is probably for 2 or 3 months.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
No,
maybe she got 3 months
is.
Up front.
I should do like the payment plan.
But my mom already went on a coffee date and she likes the guy. They already went on a second date. Yeah. And she's very like still obsessed
with
Match, my dad.
Okay,
so Match, here, they have all of them. Okay, so let's quickly look.
Can you find me someone?
Match is $42 a month.
Yeah,
eHarmony is $60 a month.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
That's a car
But
note.
If you buy in like a few months, you know, then it goes down to $25.
Yeah, but they do that on purpose so you can pay bulk up front.
Right.
But you guys, love is priceless. So.
Shut up.
No, that's true. I mean, it's worth $40 a month to find your partner in life, for crying out loud. Come on.
Oh,
I mean, what's the alternative? The friggin' apps? It's not serious.
I have an alternative, and I have to be honest with you. It has something to do with a hat that I'm wearing, this police hat.
You're going to pretend to pull people over?
So, well, kind of. So, I'm Ubering, as I was, you were asking about that before, and, you know, I wear this hat because my mom makes me, okay? I think that she's trying to give the impression it's a maternal logic that she wants me to stay safe, right? And this is somehow going to imply that I'm married to a cop,
right? Or related,
okay,
or even
right.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I don't know what's harder to believe, that I'm married to a cop or that I'm married at all. So
you need to get one of those fake cubic cigonia rings,
right?
Too.
Yeah. So anyway, so I I'm wearing my, you know, we're both going to go to the gym after this. We got our gym clothes on, you know, mm-hmm. got to get ready for it. And I was sort of wearing this as like a social experiment for material, right? And I go to the gym and the guy at the front desk, like usually they're kind of Nazis about like scanning your thing.
He looks at me and goes, they are.
He looks at me and goes, "You're good." I'm like, "I'm good." I'm like, "It's the hat, you know?" So then I'm like, you know, walking down, you know, I got my spandex on. Like, I mean, I've got a good butt. Okay.
Okay.
But all of a sudden guys are like noticing the hat. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm like, wait a minute. So then I kind of get into it. I'm like kind of getting into character and I'm like perusing the perimeter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like checking my earpiece that I didn't have, you know? And I was like, you know, they're just thinking that I have handcuffs or something. Like, I know, I'm like thinking, wait a minute, maybe this is not a good thing. Right. You know? But I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that the hat and gym, like that could be a new, you know, the gym I think is a good place to kind of.
Probably.
You know, and what do you
meet
do?
Someone.
How do I don't do know, not.
No, you have to be hit on in the gym. If
yeah, and then
not.
It's like they're but sweaty get, and then you can hear them on the machine 20 inches in front of you grunting because it's
with,
too heavy. Ugh.
Oh, really?
But do you want
like
someone who's at the gym a lot? I mean, do you mind?
I don't need it, but I it's an important part of like my mental and physical health.
Okay, so that would be a good place to look then. Yeah.
So now I'm trying to come up with strategies.
Why don't you do like yoga classes?
The best strategy is just give them looks. Let them know you're interested. They'll do all the rest.
Yeah.
But if a guy doesn't
unless
know you're
pussy,
interested.
Unless they're pussy, which a lot of guys
no,
are.
No, listen. If yeah. you, if a guy doesn't catch your look, okay, mm-hmm. the, your eyes, then they don't know you're interested. You know, like, for example, I would never walk up to a woman who didn't notice me. You know what I'm saying? Just out of the blue.
So it's the eye signal is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Let them know you're interested. You don't have to go walk up to them, talk to them, but at least look, you know?
See, that's what online dating is. That's the part that I miss. I don't like about online dating is there's all different stages of eye contact. Okay. When I would go to the bar, not the club, because you're right. I don't go to the club. When I would go to a bar, like you look at someone in the eyes like you're talking about and you send signals like first base, second base, third base, eye signals, like what you're how interested you are. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you're doing it multiple times in a row, it means probably they're interested.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so that's
the
missing.
Connection.
Right. Mm-hmm. So maybe they could create a website where like it's live. Oh, my God. This is an idea, you guys. Where, like, you swipe, but everyone's live, and then you can see each other. So then you can keep the eye contact situation.
Yeah,
I don't see how that would work.
I don't either, but that's, let me work on it.
I'm like, the point is to try to avoid someone that you swiped right on or left on.
Yes, okay,
is left the good or the bad?
No, left is when you don't want them.
Yeah.
I don't know my right from my left, so you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
Like, but, for instance, this guy, Luca, who was walking out of the club yesterday, I thought he was into my friend. Because when I tell you this girl that I go out with, I consider myself when I'm dressed up to be like top notch.
Oh, you're top notch.
Yeah. When I'm dressed up, though, I consider myself to be like, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
And when I go out with her, it's like nobody fucking, like not a single person speaks to me. Last night, it was like I have never seen so many guys approach her in one night, and I'm like, hello, I'm wearing white, you guys not see me?
No.
So when he walked outside, I thought he was again gonna be another guy that was trying to talk
to her.
And I was like not into it because I was like, I'm over this. I've literally witnessed her have 45 different conversations.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's shit. Then don't go out with her. I mean, that's
go
depressing.
Go out with me.
She's like
go
one
out
of
with
the best
me.
People to go out with.
No, but she's depressing to you because you don't. She takes away the spotlight from you.
Well, I need someone to go
maybe
out.
But that just never happened to me before.
But maybe not intentionally.
No, she doesn't do it intentionally.
That's what I'm saying.
And she's like rude to half the guys that come up to her. She goes like, no. Like literally, bye.
Oh, I would love to be able to do that. Like, oh, sorry.
Let me see a picture of her when you both are out. This is bullshit.
I'm not interested. Like, I would love to have that moment where I'm just like, no, go away. You should go out with me and then you'll shine.
Yeah.
Stop. Oh, hold on. I'm going to show you guys a picture. Hold on. So anyways, but when I was sitting there and we were having a conversation, I mean, she's very pretty.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She's like Kim Kardashian on steroids.
Yeah, she's
pretty.
Yeah,
she's very pretty.
Right.
Like, so I get it.
Looks fade. I should know.
Well, she's young. She's a young... that's my biggest fear. I'm like, I wonder what I'm going to look like when I'm like 42.
Well, that's why... Okay, so circling back to the gym. That's why you go to the gym, okay? Because you don't have your makeup on. And I intentionally don't go with
I never
makeup.
Wear makeup, yeah,
but,
no.
But because if you're going to meet your man in shining armor at the gym, you know, let them see you for who you are, not dressed up to be like some.
But maybe not the first time, you know.
Well, I'm just saying it.
But I think if a guy can find you beautiful when you look like that, then Lord knows what he's going to think when he picks you up for your first date.
That's what I'm talking about,
girl. And he's like, holy shit, this girl's got it going on.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Because I've noticed, and I always call my sister and I tell her this, I go, if I go to like CVS with my hair in a bun, no makeup on, or if I go to the gas station, or even when I go to the gym, more men stare at me or start like a random conversation about something in those moments than if I'm dressed up and I'm in the club.
Well, I have to tell you, the sweetest thing someone that I dated said to me recently was, who I no longer date, but it was just such an endearing thing. And he said, I actually prefer you without makeup. Or like just being natural.
But sometimes I feel like guys say that when they're controlling and I'm like, shut up.
No, it was a genuine, compliment. And then that's what really turned me on to the idea of just be you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's actually what attracts people. Not the glossiness. And that's a big thing in LA.
See, I like to get dressed up because I enjoy getting dressed up. Oh. Like it makes me feel good.
Right. Of course.
Plus, you know, I mean, look, the thing is that if makeup makes you feel prettier, then you should do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, that's all that there's to it. I mean, everybody puts on a certain face when they go out, even guys, you know. I mean, I never leave the house unshaved. You know, I have to dress nice, I have to feel good,
right?
And you know, and think about it, you know, but it makes me feel good. I don't care about other people, you know. I mean, in fact, if you notice, sometimes when you're sweaty and this, then people notice you more. So it's not about that.
I don't notice anybody when they're sweaty unless ew, that guy is sweaty.
When people look at me when I'm not shaved, I'm like, you know, why even looking?
No, because guys look way hotter with beards.
Well, depends not everybody.
That's something we need to talk. I need to show you a picture of. So there, we have some beard situation happening at my gym.
Right.
I kid you not. I'm on a Stairmaster, and I'm just trying to hold my balance, right?
Right.
And I look to my right.
On the Stairmaster, girl.
I'm like, you know, I got to mix it up. So this guy to my right has not only the biggest beard I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It has its own bun.
Oh, no.
I'm not even kidding. I will show you guys this picture later. That's pushing it to me, in my opinion. I'm all about facial hair. Yeah. I get it. But, like, don't put it in a bun.
Same. I agree. And I don't understand the hair. Like, I saw so many guys in the club last night with a completely shaved head, except for one section that they put in a bun.
Oh,
I'm like, that's not a movement. It's never going to be cool.
And you know what I think we should do in those situations? I think all girls should carry scissors in their bag. At that point, I would just go up there. I don't care.
I think you can get arrested for that.
Damn it.
Well, of course.
Well, they wouldn't know. You just go real fast. You just go real fast, and you wear your cop hat like I am, and they'll think that it was, I don't know, illegal police. I know.
Right.
No.
So I was wondering, is it actually, so it must be actually legal to wear something like that if you are.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering why they would allow that. I mean, the thing is, if someone, I mean, I'm not saying that you... that a hat is enough to impersonate an officer.
But what if a guy was and he's like, excuse me, ma'am.
Right, you know, and I mean, and wear like a dark blue shirt or something, you know, they would totally think you're a cop.
My fear is...
I mean, I've seen t-shirts that say like LAPD, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of getting one, you know, just for the hell of it.
Just to see who you can pull over.
Right.
No, or just be on the beach, you know, and see if people actually like get affected. Yeah. Or,
they probably
would.
They'd probably be like, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, my fear is this, that I'm wearing my hat, right? Because I don't have plates on my car yet, and I'm a little overdue on doing that. And if I get pulled over, they'll see my CHP hat. And maybe that's a good thing. Like, some people put a Marine sticker on the back of their car.
Right.
Yes, because they're in the service, but also because cops tend to have been in the military before.
Right.
So it's a way to sort of be like, don't give me a ticket, you know?
Right.
But what if they pull me over and I'm wearing this hat? Like... Sometimes I like to just mess around a little bit and like, I'm scared that he'll be like, oh, so what division are you in?
Yeah.
And like, I know I should say like, oh, I'm not, my husband is, but then I'm lying. And then I want to say like, oh, I'm in the 10th division of Sacramento County or something.
Yeah.
He wouldn't know.
Or just say, hey, no, I just bought this hat.
Because I support you.
Yeah.
I support the troops.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I would, that's the route I would go. I'm like,
no, that's what I should go, like the honest route.
Yeah.
And they love when you say support the troops because like nobody does. Like everybody hates cops.
Yeah. Well, you know, the new expression is Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah. And the thing is, not everybody hates cops. That's
a lot of people don't like them.
Yeah.
Well, I think the majority do. Yeah. I really
no,
do.
No, maybe in your generation.
I think the majority believe that cops are okay.
Well, I think, look, there's...
I don't know.
Look, you're looking at the few that are bad apples. Look at the majority.
I think I've also watched too many movies.
You watched some
and
shows.
I'm like, everybody, I just like wonder what's going on behind the scenes. Because mm-hmm. there's definitely some bad cops out there. And I'm not talking about like ones that are just out there killing black people. I'm talking about people that are like going to crime scenes and like taking the cocaine.
Well,
like,
and there's
well, but
and listen,
how often does that happen?
We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah. Because they have power.
Exactly.
Oh, I get it now. That's why they call it Power. That movie? That show?
No.
Oh, it's not about cops.
No.
All right.
One of the few that's not. My God.
No. I mean, there's cops in it, but it's definitely about drug dealing, like gang banging ass.
Oh, I thought it was about like cops with power that are corrupt. No. Yeah. See, I'm not with the program, Sam.
No,
yeah,
it's literally about this guy Ghost, who like is a drug dealer slash killer, but he like runs New York City as a professional businessman. Nobody knows that he's a drug dealer.
Oh. Oh. Mm-hmm. I need to know.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm a few seasons behind, apparently, but I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do it. Mm-hmm. You got to do it.
Well, interesting.
Yes. Okay. So so we started with you growing up and stuff. Where did you go to high school?
Oh, I went to Marlboro. Yeah.
And was that cool?
No.
No?
It's an all-girls school. No, it was. Listen, it was a wonderful experience. I'm just joking when I say it's not cool. But
right.
I mean, it was an all-girls school. It's a very expensive prep school now. When I went, it was not impossible to get into. But now it's like they stress kids out like you wouldn't believe. They're taking
really?
Seven
See,
classes.
I don't think why they do that to kids. Like,
they're
it's,
taking
it's
away
not
their
that
childhood.
Serious.
Mm-mm. And look at me. I ended up going to an Ivy League school. They push that down your throat.
Right.
And then it doesn't apply at the end of the day.
No,
it doesn't matter. I mean, it does.
And people
are
getting addicted to like Adderall and all these fucking pills.
That's a big deal.
Especially
right now.
In private schools, it's like a big thing.
Have you seen that show? What it's called? Take Your Pills. It's on Netflix, I think.
Mm-mm.
And it's about the Adderall epidemic.
It's so big. Yes. I literally texted someone the other day. I was like, yo, do you know anyone who has Adderall?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I like want to do more shit during the day. I'm not even in school.
Right. But it's basically just legalized cocaine. It's a way, but this documentary.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has the same objective. It keeps
you awake. I don't
think
so. When I did cocaine, one time, and I felt like it made me a very angry, hostile human being. But it didn't make me focus.
Well,
I take Adderall, and I could, like, read 20 books.
Fair enough. Okay, in that capacity, yes, very different.
Yeah.
But what I mean is, like, staying awake.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Being, and that kind of thing. But...
Yep.
This, not that I would know, Mom, but I've heard from the magazines.
My mom gets so upset when I tell her my Adderall story. It's like, she's like, really? Stop it. Stop talking right now, Danielle.
Well, you really should watch this because it talks about like the incredible amount of pressure that kids have. And they even break down the science of it and
right.
how it's just one molecule off from it is a amphetamine or whatever you call it, but it is
right.
one molecule off from methamphetamine. It's basically they described it as like the rich kids. Meth.
Right.
Because, I mean, not exactly meth.
Right.
It doesn't make you aggressive and other things like that drug, as I understand it. But this
That's scary.
Was a really important thing I think a lot of kids and parents and people should watch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even in the show Power right now, the one of the main kids in there is now selling the pills on campus.
Not surprised.
Yeah, no. So I would take it and I would be up for 2 days straight.
Yeah.
And it takes me, so when I first take it, I talk a lot. Like, I could literally talk for 4 hours straight with nobody even...
In the room. Are you talking
to
yourself?
No. I mean, like, if like, we were out and I took it, I could talk without you guys saying a word just for, like, 4 hours straight.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like I just focus. I focus. But the come down is very shitty.
Right.
Like, your mouth gets dry.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You gotta stay away from drugs. Stick to weed and everything's cool.
Weed's okay.
See, I'm.
Did you say stay away from weed?
No, I said stay with weed.
I was like, Sam, you say you eat a brownie every morning before you come here.
I've tried the marijuana. And
doesn't agree with you?
Not really. I mean, nowadays
it's okay with some people.
My sister feels that way. She's
not about it.
Yeah. Well, there's different. As I understand, there's so many different strains of it now, and some of it can actually amplify. If you have a proclivity for depression or anxiety, it can actually make it worse. Believe it or not, some strains.
Oh my god, that's
I totally disagree, but maybe
strain.
It doesn't matter. I smoke all strains all the time.
I've tried all of them.
I said proclivity though. If you
I do have not only proclivity, I have fucking bipolar disorder. But I'm on medication.
Right,
and I'm
so you can handle
I'm
that.
I'm unstable.
Fair enough. And
she's probably talking about people that don't know that they're depressed or not on medication.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's just every brain you have to, my point is you just have to be really careful about it.
Yeah, like I got some at a weed shop for the first time in my life, because usually someone's just like, here, I got weed and I'll take it.
Right.
But I had to do like this Instagram video like promoting like a blunt, so I went out to Higher Path right down the street.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want sativa because indica's more of a body high, and I don't want to be like in my apartment freaking out.
Right. And that's what I've heard. There's different like that. It's not that his is right. But for me, I've noticed that when I, especially in college, if I smoked it, let's say we were having a conversation,
right?
You would leave the room, but in my head, I was still having that conversation.
Really?
Like, I don't even know if I was talking out loud or just talking in my head. Like it just, I'm now that I'm older, it's not, doesn't have that kind of effect on me, but I laugh way too hard and it.
That's great.
Maybe,
to laugh
maybe
that
I
hard.
Should try this again. Yeah. I don't know.
Just try something like tell when you go to the weed shop, you can literally explain all of that to them and they'll give you the right strand. But the one that I just got, I don't like.
Right.
I don't like how I feel when I smoke it. Right. I get really, really
see,
high.
For me, it's all the same. At this point, it makes no difference.
Yeah.
You know, so
fair
the hell with it.
Everyone's
you know?
Different.
So
the
exactly.
Hell with it.
Everyone's different, yeah. Yeah, why are we even talking? Why are we debating this? It doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
you know?
I've had like a few bad trip outs though.
Really?
Like I've had three really memorable, really bad trip outs where I was like, I'm never smoking weed again. I've always given it another shot.
You're like, I believe in you.
Yeah.
Let's give another round.
But everything else I'm so good with. Like, it, especially living in Los Angeles and being in these vicinities of people watching people on drugs, I'm like, y'all look like fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Like, you guys look so stupid.
Yeah.
Well, we see it quite a bit. I mean, when you Uber drive, Uber drivers.
Like, yeah.
I think we see more of the epidemic of mental illness more than the average person.
Because you're bringing people home at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning too, when they're melting down as well.
Yeah. So see, I don't have to work late night hours because I have a second source of income.
Right.
And I'm just scared of drunk people.
Yeah.
And I don't like the idea of anyone making out in the back of my car.
Ugh.
Like I have techniques to stop this action.
Yeah.
I roll down the windows. You lock them halfway.
Yeah.
You play like NPR.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
NPR?
It's National Public Radio Station, but that's a great station.
It's a radio station.
It's just not romantic.
Yeah. You
know? Oh, see, when I get my Uber driver, if they have shit music on, I'm like, shut the shit off or change the channel. Like,
you know, when I drove it, people would actually ask me, do you have
an aux cord?
Yeah, so they can connect their own fucking music.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck this shit. Why am I even allowing
you? You can't say fuck this shit because it's your job. It's
I
your
know.
Customer
well, that's
service
why
agent.
I didn't fucking do it. After 3 weeks, I gave it up. I said, I'm a fucking taxi driver.
One Uber driver literally like told me to get the fuck out of his car.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think he's an Uber driver. Yeah, because I was like, can I have the aux cord? Because he was playing like horrible. Like,
yeah.
And it was like a half hour drive.
Right.
I was like, I'm not doing this for a half an hour. I'm paying you to bring me where I want to go. I want to like, I'm going out. I want to vibe out to whatever music puts me in the mood to be going out.
It's next level though. Like when you have two teenagers that I did last week. And I don't know if they were on Adderall or something else, but they...
Was it during the day or night?
Yeah, during the day. I picked them up from the Grove, and they were like, hey, can we play this song? And it was... I don't know who it was, because I'm not cool, but it was like some cool person.
Right.
But they blasted it so loud, and the whole time, they're like, I'm all about the W's. And I'm like, what's the W? I don't know what it... Is it... Do you know what that is? Is that a saying?
I don't know.
Maybe like the wins?
That's right. Yeah. They were like, that's exactly what it, they were trying to...
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, I got a W, or I caught an L.
I'm all... Oh, okay, so the whole ride down, they were screaming that and then blasting that. And I accommodated them. Like you said, I'm going to respect whatever your needs are.
Right.
But when they started talking negatively about women, I was like, we're going to pull over right now. I can't have this conversation.
Wow.
So we do have to draw a line, right?
Yeah.
But
I don't think you can though. Cause you really can't though.
I
know you don't feel comfortable, but like you sign, like that's the job you sign up for. Like if you pick up a racist, you have to bring that racist to where he's going, unless he's specifically targeting you in the car.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But that's why, you know, don't carry a conversation with him if you don't want to.
Fair enough. At the same, but here's
but listen, guys, but listen, we're getting deeper into this. is.
Oh, yeah.
And we're totally over time.
Shoot.
So let me tell you what we're going to do.
What are we going
to
do?
We're going to invite Lindsay to come back.
Okay. Thank you.
And we'll continue this because you're amazing. You're very interesting and entertaining and funny and everything. And I know you'll do well in your comedy. Just keep at it. And, you know, as long as you don't stop, you can't say I failed, you know?
Mm. That is an amazing quote.
Right. But at any rate, give people how they can find you on social media.
Well, my Instagram is Rakovich80. I know it's a hard one, but R-A-T is in Tom, K-O-V is in Victor, I-C-H, 80. And that's my Insta, right?
Your Insta? Okay.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate this. It's been a lot of fun.
Of course. Okay, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Danny, thank you as always. And tomorrow's Friday, so we'll be here. Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.